Taking the kids to the park, because it's all
sport, cinema, theatre.
Going to bingo.
Bingo. Yes.
No bingo then.
There was.
The old Andy Cinema. Yeah.
Mm. That's right.
Knitting and reading.
Yeah. I used to do a lot of reading.
And polishing our damn floor.
I'd have a Monday night with the children, me and Carl. You know, they go
playing
out
cards.
Just,
There was a card school in every place of work in the 1960s. And you played cards at home with...
I thought we did.
Well, you had... Say me. I would know someone who'd had a Tupperware party and then you would invite all your friends.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And they would come to your house, you'd give them a cup of tea and a biscuit. And then they would be encouraged to buy Tupperware, or if it was a jewellery party or trying a party. And then whoever was giving the party, say me, I would get a discount off what I bought.
Yeah. You'd ask someone to
and then
have
they wouldn't let your friends go out until they booked a party.
Oh,
so that you see, this was your socialising.
Yeah, that's right.
You never really went off the estate, did we?
We said before we go next door to an Avon.
Oh, an Avon was something else.
Oh,
Avon.
Yes.
Avon
perfume.
I can't remember how it all went. But I think probably Tupperware was
the main one.
Was the
and then we didn't buy them in terms of
a
dish.
Anything made of plastic.
We had street parties for the investors.
The royal wedding.
It was good, wasn't it? We all got together, wasn't it?
And we had, because it was raining the 1 year, we got a gazebo. We put a gazebo on the street and all.
Oh, we managed without the rain.
Yeah.
We didn't have a rainy one, did we?
I don't remember.
Don't have a rainy one.
Of course, anything for a party, don't
And how would I all know that now?
We'd all get together and you'd all bring something each.
They used to have a raffle every week. Someone would go around to collect the money.
Yeah.
And then that would go for the street party.
Dressing tables from up the church.
We get the tables from houses and churches.
Yeah,
and
the
churches.
Yes,
dressing tables from the churches.
Well, the Vale Road had a party every single occasion.
But wasn't it
the case that you needed two or three individuals?
Yeah.
Who started it off.
Yeah, that's
without
the same
them,
everywhere,
it wouldn't happen.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Quite dancing. Go up Newbridge, at the Memo.
I've been at the Memo.
We'll go over there.
Blackwood.
Cross Peas, Blackwood.
Blackwood, I went up there.
Stu's at Cross Peas, wasn't it?
In the Con Club.
Yeah.
On the main road, by the station.
I know,
yeah.
My
favourite.
Yeah.
And Lysets, Ken.
Go down Lysets.
What kind of dancing did you do, Ken?
All sorts.
All sorts.
We used to go down the ladies' hall years ago, down Mays
Glass,
and he'd say, get on that bus, or you know what, he'll start when you get in. I always had to leave before then to make sure I was home.
I used to go to Blackwood with a friend who lived in Pontefract, and there was an old fella who used to take me around because I can't dance a step. I was about 17, he was about 18. A boy could eat dance.
Yeah.
Old time dancing.
Yeah.
Oh, I still couldn't do it. But he was great.
I used to go to the Memo Club on the milk train. But my favourite was Lysets.
The drill hall one.
You had one side where you just had orange juice. And the boys used to be one side and the girls the other side, But the big band.
They get up and do it, go around the floor once, and everybody get up and he'd all walk off.
My favourite dance was a jive. My husband was a fabulous jiver.